there is a very exciting event coming to the Copper Country this weekend. We've never had anything quite like it here. And I welcome into the studio Rose Anderson from the Sturgeon River Kennels. And Lori Perry is here as well. Good morning to both of you, and thank you for coming in.
Good morning.
What is going on this weekend, Rose?
Well, we're putting on the first annual stock dog trial in the UP.
What is a stock dog trial?
A stock dog trial is there's handlers from all over the country that train border collies, mainly border collies, to herd sheep. And a lot of these handlers also use the border collies on their farms to work their farms and take care of the flocks of sheep.
So these are real working dogs, many of them.
Very much. They're bred to work sheep and cattle.
I know very little about dogs, so forgive me if I ask really stupid questions here, but is this like the work that I saw? There was a movie, Babe.
Babe, yeah.
Pigs involved here, obviously.
No pigs.
But these dogs actually go out and they move the sheep around.
It's absolutely phenomenal to watch the border collies work for their handlers, and the handlers will be whistling and giving voice commands to the dogs, and the dogs are so quick to respond. They're just so biddable. Well, that's what we call it when they want to please their owner. They just do everything that they're asked, and sometimes they don't, and sometimes they have wrecks and the sheep go flying like popcorn, but most of the time
I don't know that that's anything I want to see.
Most of the time, it's very controlled. But some of the young dogs have problems sometimes, and the handler just has to help the dog through it until they learn. But most of the dogs that you'll see are very well trained, and they handle the sheep just beautifully. And the sheep show it by how quiet they act.
Now, Lori, you're here to kind of guard things and guide things out on the course and the field while they're working on this. What do you look for out there, and how do these dog owners keep these dogs under control?
Well, like Rose said, they want to please their owners, so they try to look to do what you're asking of them. So that you build a relationship by working with them each day and stuff. Out on the course, my job as course director will be to see that everybody gets a fair run. Sometimes things don't go as planned. You might get a sheep out there that just isn't, maybe it's not feeling well, you know, and it's my job to spot something like that. And then the contestant can get a rerun because there just wasn't a fair chance for that contestant.
Okay, so if the sheep isn't cooperative, then maybe they get some credit or...
Well, they can be uncooperative, but it might be due to what the dog is doing too.
If
the dog isn't treating the sheep right, then they can become uncooperative.
Dogs have to treat sheep right?
That's right, yes.
They How need does to, a dog treat a sheep?
They basically have to respect each other and respect their space. The dog's job is to move about in a manner that is far enough away from the sheep to not scare it, but enough to coerce it, basically, to go in the direction that it needs to go. So if the dog is invading its space too much and being too pushy, the sheep may just kind of say, you know what, I've had enough of this, and start to challenge the dog, and then you can have a situation. But if the dog is being basically telling it where to go, but in a nice manner, I guess, then most of the time the sheep will be cooperative.
People frequently tell me where to go, and not always in a nice manner either. Rose, how many competitors do you have coming here?
Well, there's over 50 dogs competing, and some of the contestants have more than one dog. Some of them have nursery dogs, some of them have pro novice dogs, and some of them have open dogs. The open dogs are the highest level of training. They're the older dogs that are well seasoned. The pro novice dogs are they're a little bit younger dogs, and maybe with a younger handler or more of a novice handler handling them. Some of them are young dogs with good handlers, not good handlers, but more seasoned handlers handling them. And then the nursery dogs are dogs that can run in pro novice and in nursery, but the nursery dogs are under 3 years of age.
Okay, so they're the very young ones.
They're the
apprentice dogs.
Yes.
The ones who are in training.
And a lot of these dogs are coming to this trial because this is one of the last trials of the season. The season ends the last day in July for points for the national finals for this year, which the national finals will be held in Carbondale, Colorado, at the Strang Ranch, and they have the points that they accumulate at this trial may qualify them for the nationals.
So they might need a few more points. So even though this is the first time it's happened here, this really means something.
Oh yeah, it means a lot to a lot of the contestants coming. They may be looking for that 3 to 5 points that they get for first place to get them over the. The top 150 dogs are chosen from the United States and Canada for the national finals. And if you're not in that 150 top dogs, you may not qualify to go to the nationals.
Okay. So the dogs compete then individually, not as like two or three dogs in teams, or how does this work?
Each dog competes individually. They have a time. I'm not sure exactly what the time will be, 8 to 10 minutes to do the course. They have to do about a 350 to 400 yard outrun, which is where the dog leaves the handler and goes out and gets the sheep. Then they pick up the sheep from the top of the field. There's people holding the sheep at the top of the field with a dog and a horse. And then the dog will come in behind all this and pick the sheep up and take them to the handler at the post. And they have to bring them through two fetch panels, just like in the movie Babe. And around, they have to put the sheep around the post with, you know, guidance from the handler. Then they have to do about a 100-yard drive out to two more panels. Then they turn the sheep and drive them across the front through two more panels, another 100 yards away, and then bring them back to the handler again. And then they either have to put them in a pen or do a shed and then a pen. The open is the shed and the pen, but the nursery and the pro novice just do a pen.
Okay.
At the end. And then that's the end of the course.
Your sheep are going to get quite a workout.
Well, actually, I have enough sheep that we're going to probably run 4 sheep tomorrow on Friday and per run. And then on Saturday, we have a little bit more runs, so we'll probably run 3 sheep on Saturday and then maybe 4 again on Friday, just so that the sheep don't get... And the sheep are used to being worked by my dogs, so they work for hours on an end, you know, and they are in very good shape. So the border collie that's working the sheep, they will, when they're done with their run, then another border collie will pick the sheep up and exhaust them into a nice, quiet, shady area where they have lots of food and water and salt. And so they're very content to go and just lay down until their next run.
I never thought about sheep having to be in shape before. This is a whole new thing for me. They're in sheep shape, as they say.
In sheep shape.
So the competition starts tomorrow, runs all the way through the weekend?
Yes. It starts 9 o'clock in the morning, and it'll run probably 3, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. There'll be probably a lunch break in there. We'll have vendors coming. There'll be 2 food vendors, and there'll be other craft vendors there. It's just going to be a really exciting thing.
Where is this all happening?
It's happening just behind the Sturgeon River Kennels. Right, you drive right past the Sturgeon River Kennels, the kennel itself, and go around behind the kennel. There should be parking out in one of the big fields. Unless you have a low car, you know, a real low car, you don't want to drive back there. But there's also parking in front of the kennel. There's a horse arena there where my daughter rides her horse. They can park in there or on the other side of the kennel driveway. And they can also park over by my house, the log house. The thing I do request is people, please don't park right in front of the kennel driveway or block the kennel driveway, because there are kennel customers coming in and out, dropping off and picking up their dogs. So
okay, yeah, we don't want to close you off there.
Right.
They're completely. And of course, the kennel's located just south of Chassel.
We're right.
Just on US 41, right across the Sturgeon River there.
Yes, yes. When you're coming across the Sturgeon River Bridge, be going slow, have your right-hand blinker on, because the cars come around that corner behind you really fast. So, and when you're pulling out of there, be real careful, because the cars, like I said, come around the corner from the north side pretty fast.
And spectators are certainly welcome and encouraged.
Absolutely, yes.
Does it cost anything to get in?
We're charging $2 for an adult, and children are free. So that's a pretty minimal amount to come and see the most exciting thing they've probably ever seen.
Yeah, I think it would be a lot of fun. Is there a time maybe that is best where that you know of where the best dogs would be out there?
The Friday is going to start with pro novice dogs and nursery dogs, and then Saturday we'll be finishing up the pro novice dogs from the day before, and we'll be starting the open on Saturday. So the best dogs will be on Saturday and Sunday, but sometimes the pro novice and nursery dogs are real exciting to watch too.
Yeah, I bet they are. It just sounds wonderful, Rose, and I'm glad that you're doing this, and I hope it goes really, really well. Your dogs are competing?
I have four dogs that I'm competing with, two open dogs and two pro novice dogs. My nursery dogs are already qualified for the Nationals, so I'm not running them in nursery to give somebody else the opportunity to qualify their dogs.
Well, good luck to your dogs then.
Thank you. And Lori's competing with several dogs also.
Ah, yep. Okay. Yep. So thank you both for coming in, Lori Perry and Rose Anderson. And again, this is all, it begins tomorrow, runs through the weekend, well, through Saturday at least. Is there anything on Sunday?
Sunday, yep. It'll
okay,
be all
the way through Sunday at the Sturgeon River Kennels. And if you'd like to know more, can they call you at the kennels if folks have questions?
Yeah, they can. They can also call my cell phone, 370-0510. And thank you to all the people that have sponsored and put ads in my booklet, the program. I appreciate it more than you can know. And also a big thank you to Erickson Feed and Nutrisource Dog Food.
And I hope this becomes a regular event here in the Copper Country.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Lori Perry and Rose Anderson here on Keweenaw's Classic Hits 97.7 The Wolf.